Howdy and Frank show. Christopher Titus hanging out with us, talking conspiracy theories. We'll get to what Christopher is coming in here to pitch.
What about the Pope conspiracy theory?
Pope?
What's the Pope?
The Pope's same with the president. The president's a figurehead and the Pope's a figurehead. Like, they're not really, they don't really run anything. They're told by a group of other guys behind a wall that tells them. That's supposedly
the secret society stuff?
Supposedly, I have a friend at school that goes, my kids go to private school, and he actually does security for these big companies. And one day we just joke, and he goes, yeah, we got to get this population down to 500,000, then we'd be all right. Or 500 million. And I go, wow. I go, so whenever you know, you tell me. And he goes, I will. Like, he actually does security for billionaires and stuff. This guy, exactly. It was one of those moments where there was no, like, I was totally joking.
Right.
And he was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll let you know. We need someone to tell stories, I guess, on the other side.
You're saying.
Yeah, I'll be the goofy guy. I have another anecdote
for you.
Here's
your bell hat.
Remember before the world was in flames? Here's a funny story.
Conspiracy theory. Do you believe the Men in Black are real, and there's a government organization that stops people from finding out about aliens living among us on Earth?
Do you believe that after all the stuff that's gone on and how bad our government is at hiding anything, they couldn't keep one little Swedish guy from sending their secrets out? they're sending thousands of pages of his secrets out. Yeah, they're holding the aliens back somewhere in a building. Yeah, I'm sure they're from. There's a hockey rink somewhere. They're all locked down because the temperature's got to be kept a certain level. Yeah, I'm sure our government's. That's the thing is, we need something to start killing us. You know what I'm pissed at more than anybody right now? The Mayans. You know, the world was supposed to end.
It was supposed to end twice.
December 21st, 2012. I didn't buy anybody Christmas presents. I looked like a jerk.
6% of people believe that Men in Black are real.
Okay.
Those people are walking amongst us. I think that freaks me out more that 6% believe about things walking amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
And finally here, do you believe the government has secretly allowed aliens to take over our society in exchange for help with technological advances like electricity and microwave ovens?
Really? That's like, well, I need to cook this faster, damn it! We've got these people locked up in Area 51. For God's sakes, let them out. Yeah. Why? This is a hot pocket. What do we do? We need the technology to fix the hot pocket!
Put it on 2 minutes 30 seconds. Too much, it may get a bit hard. And still be frozen in the middle.
We'll give you the planet, but where's the spacing between the pops?
When do I pull it?
Yeah. Now, I will say the Tesla motor car, I would say maybe some aliens kicked in on that a little bit.
No doubt.
It's awesome.
It is the baddest ass car in the world. I saw one with rims on it, finally. Someone had blinged it up a little bit. I'm a car guy. I saw a Tesla. I'm like, ooh, someone got some rims done. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw someone who took out the motor and dropped a 454 in it.
That'd be funny. Just a blower sticking out of the...
Yeah, just like the chassis.
200 feet to the gallon.
Yeah.
Screw the earth.
Anti-Tesla.
3% of people believe that that's happened. The government has secretly allowed aliens to take over in exchange for all the technology we have, like microwave ovens. So.
Thanks for Velcro. You can now farm us just in trailer parks. You can eat as many of us as you need to.
That 3% would probably be a good casting call for Christopher Titus, fundanything.com project called Special You.
Christopher, is hilarious.
So we actually, so here's the thing. So Facebook, thanks for letting me whore this on your show because Facebook actually, we posted the video up and Facebook got mad. They were like, you can't post this. It makes fun of disabled people. Blah. I'm like, whoa. Josh Blue and Brad Williams are in this. I wrote this for one reason. I think racism has gone full circle now, where even if you're PC, you're racist. Because what they're saying is, okay, we can't show this. These disabled actors who don't get a job. They never get a job. Like, they either get cast as, like, Brad Williams goes, after I told him that Facebook was like, you can't share it, she goes, great, I guess they want to keep me an elf. Like, it's okay that he can be in a Christmas movie and mock him all the time, or he can be a leprechaun, or he can be the wise old dwarf next to the wizard when they're going on a quest for a ring or something. That's fine. But if he wants to be a cop, a hero cop, or he actually plays a henchman in the movie, he's one of the killers in the movie, it's like, no, hold on. So what we're doing is, instead of making these guys little heroes, I wrote this movie, a buddy of mine.
And Brad Williams is a friend of the show. He's been on the show. He's that retarded dwarf that comes on every now and then.
Yeah, okay, exactly. That's Brad. You know him. So,
exactly.
So you totally know him. So, and I got a buddy named Michael Aronin who's in the pilot. And if you go to fundanything.com, by the way, whether you donate to make this movie or not, go to fundanything.com, get on the film video, hit Special Unit the movie, and watch. You will laugh your ass off for 5 minutes.
Hysterical.
But I will say this. We've got to a point. I wrote my my buddy's got CP. I wrote this movie. We did a pilot a while back with Comedy Central. Comedy Central, it took them 8 months to say no. They kept saying yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then they were like, yeah, it's too edgy. I'm like, and I said one word. South Park! And they went, yeah, that's a cartoon. These are real disabled people. So the PC level has gone so far. It's come around now where it's actually racist now. How come we let the Wayans brothers do all those movies where they're making fun of every, you know, black stereotype in the world? That's okay. How come that's not?
Even
how come,
white chicks.
How come that's right. White chicks. How come that's okay? But if I put, you know, every disabled actor in town in this movie and they're on board with being balls out, laugh out loud funny, all of a sudden it's like you're wrong.
Yeah,
so this is the idea of fund anything, because like if the people want to see this, if we're going to support this and take it away from the studios,
yeah,
take it away from the network,
yeah,
you can fund
this
yourself.
Which, it is.
Yeah, go watch it. Special unit, fundanything.com. Special unit, the movie. Watch it. And that's just the pitch that you sent to Comedy Central. Who did you send it to?
No, we actually filmed the pilot.
Oh, you filmed the whole pilot?
First I wrote it for Showtime, and Showtime was like, we love the script. I pitched it like that. I walked out and go, I got this idea. It's The Shield with handicapped people. And they go, stop right there. You had me at handicapped people. So I write this pilot, and we go back to the next meeting. They're like, there's no way we can do this.
Even Showtime is saying
that. Showtime was a little rough about it. So then I took it to Comedy Central, and Doug Herzog, who's one of the best executives in the world, he was the one who approved Titus. He's he was at Fox when I was there, and then he was at Comedy Central. He goes, let's do this. We filmed it, shot it, really laugh out loud funny. Bryan Cranston directed it. And then, I tell you, you want a horror story? So I guess they tested it with test audiences, because that's what happens. They sit you in front of them, 50 people in the room, they pay them $50, let them watch the thing.
Let them turn a little knob.
One of the notes, and they had a meeting, and they go, here's one of the notes. One of the notes is one of the character stutters. One of the character stutters, and you know, they said the stutter was annoying. I go, was that a lot? And they go, no. Like one or two. I said, okay. So 8 months later, they finally say, we're not going to do it. I'm in Starbucks 3 months later. The barista is behind the counter. And she goes, oh, my God, Christopher Titus, I saw that thing you did with that. And she just goes, trying to be – it's worth it to watch people try to be PC, because she goes, you know, those retarded, stupid, lame, those people. And I like, those people? What are you talking about? So she goes, yeah, I saw that thing you did. She goes, it was pretty funny. Although I will say this, that one stuttering guy annoyed me. Here's your latte. And I was like, I've never almost – thank God that counter at Starbucks is like 5 feet high, because I almost went over. Really, barista? You decided?
Yeah.
You decided I'm funny. After I've been doing it since I was 19, since I was doing comedy since I was a fetus, you decided what's going on TV? I only go to Pete's Tea now. I don't get
Pete's Tea.
Just do that.
Yeah, I think people are ready for that, and I think the disabled community would embrace –
such a crappy word, disabled.
Well, but handicap, lame, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
No, I did a bit. My special, by the way, my special just aired Saturday night, and I do a bit about the word.
I watched it.
Yeah, the word retard. My buddy, the word. You know, by the way, anybody who's actually disabled and lives in this society, if you're in a wheelchair and you get around, you go to your job every day, and you made it, you're not retarded. You're advanced. If you got cerebral palsy and you hold down, Michael Arona holds down three jobs, you're advanced. But if you have all your facilities about you, everything works, your brain's perfectly, but you end up living under a bridge, addicted to crystal meth, you're freaking retarded. So I tried to change the whole word, and so
it's true.
We're doing this movie. It is, you know, here's the thing. It's not one of those special disabled movies. It is wrong funny. It is so wrong funny.
That's the best description. Wrong
and
funny.
Brad loves it. And Josh Blue auditioned for the pilot. Here's Josh Blue's militant. Here's how you know this movie's okay. Josh Blue is militant disabled. Josh Blue is hardcore. He comes in to read for the part with the stuttering guy, and this way, and he won't do it. He just does the voice, and I go, hey, you got a stutter? And Josh goes, I already got CP. You want to give me a stutter too? He goes, why don't you make one arm not work? And I was like, that's a good point.
This is a good project to get behind. Fundanything.com. It's a special unit, the movie. Go to the website and watch the a clip of the pilot. Christopher
Titus. We
have
to get this movie made.
Also, The Voice in My Head will be available on DVD this Friday, October 11th.
Yep.
ChristopherTitus.com. Listen to your podcast. You got so much going on, dude.
And there's 40 new minutes. There's 40 minutes that wasn't on Comedy Central. That's in the, if you order the DVD, there's 40 minutes that wasn't on TV. It's all my screw-ups in life. Like, you were playing The Edge, Uno, Dos, Tres, Catorce, you're playing U2. I told The Edge I bought his shirt face to face. It's a long story. It's a 30-minute Bruce Springsteen story. When I met the Edge, I freaked out. I'm backstage. I'm trying to be cool. I can't be cool at all. And I go, oh my God, I can't believe I met you guys. I'm such a fan. You guys are devout without being overtly devout, and you're cool. And you guys came out with vertigo. Uno, dos, tres, catorce. What the hell is that? And I'm just going on this bizarre, stream of consciousness. And I go, and then I could have stopped there because I'm not the first idiot that has done something like that. And instead I go, dude, I've bought so much of your stuff. I paid for that shirt. And the Edge just goes, great. And then long pause. And we just like the stare down. This is where security comes, right here. This opening, this is where, yeah, so it was bad.
Guy in the orange jacket with the black lettering on the back taking Christopher Titus away.
Thank you, Christopher Titus, for coming in. Come back anytime.
Guys, thanks, man. There's no conspiracies. We just need something to kill us.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.